It's one of those problems that just keeps coming back. Young disabled Australians forced to live in aged care homes. As far back as 1990, a parliamentary committee found it was inappropriate for young people to share accommodation such as nursing homes with older people. Then in 2006, state and federal governments promised a whole package of measures to address the problem. But all these years on, there are still more than 7,000 young people affected. And a parliamentary report has found that young, severely disabled people still have few other options. The report released tonight has set a new deadline. By 2018, young people who want to leave aged care homes should be able to move to new accommodation. Bridget Brennan reports.
Macaulay Ballinger has spent much of her young life helping to care for her little sister Brianna, who is severely disabled.
Brianna needs full 24-hour care. Brianna has lots of different disabilities. She has Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, growth defect. She's also at the growth age of a 4.5-year-old. So although she's 21, to look at her, you would think she's about 4 or 5 years of age because she's actually quite small and childlike. She is also nonverbal, so she can't speak or communicate in a lot of ways. So if you were to ask her, do you feel sick, she can't respond or communicate.
The Ballinger family has lost some federal funding, which was helping them care for 21-year-old Brianna. Macaulay Ballinger says the Department of Ageing, Disability and Home Care has told her family to relinquish care for Brianna to a home. Her sister says that would be a heartbreaking decision.
Come July 1st, when the new financial year kicks in, then that's something that we may have to look at if we can't provide that support. That's tearing families apart, and I don't think any family member would want to see their family torn apart. They would want to see their child live with them.
There's a growing number of young Australians living in homes for the elderly. A Senate committee report says that within 3 years, there must be more options for them to leave those aged care homes. The inquiry was brought on after a push by West Australian Liberal Senator Linda Reynolds.
Had over 160 submissions, and the testimony was utterly devastating and quite harrowing, not only for the younger Australians who have been forgotten in aged care, but also for their family members. What happens and what we found is that once a young person gets put into aged care, they get stuck and they become invisible to the system. And literally no one is responsible for monitoring them or for getting them out. We haven't been looking at as true life care and support for people. We've, taken a slice of their life and then pigeonholed them into that and left them there. So housing is definitely something that both federal and state governments are going to have to look at more seriously.
Young Care is a group that's opened some supervised share houses for people with intellectual disabilities. Samantha Kennelly is the chief executive.
This morning there will have been 7,000 young people who've woken up in residential aged care. I think if we look at aged care, and we're not here to criticise it, but the average age of someone in aged care is 84. Those people will be there on average for 3 years before they sadly pass away. That environment is not conducive to someone who still has a full life to live.
Many young disabled people living in nursing homes have partners and children themselves. Dr. Di Winkler is the chief executive of the disability group The Summer Foundation, and she says it's not always appropriate for their children to visit.
Young people in nursing homes tell us that they really just want a space where they can spend time with their children. That's a comfortable environment for both them and their children. And having a visit in someone's bedroom is not actually, always very conducive to a good relationship.
It could be another 3 years before people can ask to leave an aged care facility. So in the meantime, the committee recommends that nursing homes meet new standards to care for young people.
Bridget Brennan.